Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Talking about where prospects may have been ranked publicly or where people were thinking that they were going versus where I've been hearing guys might go leading up to the draft, Michael Penix Jr. has made one of the bigger jumps in that regard of anybody in this draft. Now, he's a polarizing type of a prospect. I talked to one assistant coach who's been in the quarterback game a long time, who put him as the number two quarterback in this class behind Caleb Williams. I talked to several other people who have Michael Penix Jr. behind Spencer Rattler as the seventh prospect in this class. A lot of that has to do with, can you fit Michael Penix Jr.'s play style to your scheme as well as your personnel?
Tom Pelissero. Not a player.
That's my dude.
On our radar.
Not our radar. He's on my radar. I'm rooting for Michael Penix Jr. I loved him in college, and I'm enjoying this. You know, it could be smoke, I don't know, but I'm enjoying this ride up into the first round that he seems to be taking today.
You had a tweet from Diana Russini about the Bears being open for business.
Yeah, six minutes ago. Yeah, open for business at 9, telling teams they are ready to move for the right price, per source. There's the tweet.
Man, how much what do you have to give up to just get these reporters to say that for you? What's the trade-off?
Answer the phone when they call, I think.
What's the trade-off? Why would that never be true? Why would that ever not be true? Like, what is the value? What is the merit of the tweet? There is none. It's when you say that to your calls in a second, when you say that like 5 years ago, that rumor this about, you know, late afternoon, round of the draft, some speculation, multiple outlets were mentioning the Bills as maybe wanting to trade up with the Jets to draft Quinnen Williams, which I thought was the worst idea of all time. And you say, well, don't worry about it. It's probably just a lie, like you said today. Probably not true. How could it be a lie if the Jets, in that case, can't drum up enough interest on their own in their pick, and they want to trade it? So they use the media to help them. We can't get an offer we want for pick 3. Will you tweet about, I wouldn't think they would make up teams in that case, but will you tell the world that we're here and we're listening? Sure. But I don't accept that, like, there's really that much value in that. I don't understand what Diana Russini does for the Bears in return for them to get her to say the Bears would trade the pick. Duh, we know. Almost everybody would trade their pick. Most situations, like, that's kind of a known thing. Why does any of this happen?
Because it's a circus. And circuses are supposed to be fun. That's it. Right? I mean, that's all. It's all just part of the game. What's the purpose of this? I say it on the air. Bills fans hear it like, oh man, the Bears are. I hear the. That's what today is for. It's just talking about all the stuff that we think could happen or might happen or would be exciting or terrible or whatever it is. And then, you know, at 8 o'clock, it's all over.
I mean, no disrespect to the reporter, but that's my roots, you know. And I just would never. If I had the kind of relationship with Brandon Bean, and I called him right now off the air and said, would you trade the pick? And he said, yes. And then I went to Twitter and said, my sources, I mean, you probably wouldn't name them, but
right.
My sources say the Bills would trade the pick. I would want the world I live in to go like, yeah, of course. So yeah. I would never want to make that call. I would never want to report it because there's no use to it. Like, of course, like, why would anybody think you wouldn't? Why would anybody think the Bears wouldn't trade the ninth pick? Who has ever felt that way about the ninth pick? They even have an earlier pick. I don't know. I just hate it because there should, you should never want to even tweet that because it's so useless. But you're saying it's your job to do it. So you do it, even though there's no value at all in
it. It's her holding up her, I don't know, you can decide how significant the tent pole is that she's attached to, but everyone's just holding up the tent. Like that's it. That's a part of the gig. So
you're working for the Bears in that moment. Sure. Rappaport is working for the Patriots when he continues to say the Patriots mm-hmm. would trade. You know, fine, I guess I should. I kind of already knew all that.
Or the league, really. Like, it, you know, the team yeah. itself. But it's really, to me, it's the circus. And the circus is the entire Big Top. That's the whole league.
There should be a clear line between the people who work for the teams and who don't. And it's just, like, so hard to even figure that out anymore. Sometimes, anyway. Ellen is next. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, how you doing?
Great, thank you.
Well, I'm just calling because I really feel like Brandon Bean is going to do something wild. He's got something planned. I just don't think that, you know, we would have cut Stephon Diggs without something in mind. I mean, I know we had the cap situation and they lost so many great players because we just couldn't afford them. But to let Diggs walk and eat that cap, I really think he's got something planned for a wide receiver. And I think we're going to see a move.
Well, I kind of agree. I felt that way at the time of the trade. This team is too good to leave it bare. It could be lots of different things. I mean, we're talking mostly right. about trade-ups or trades up, right? But there's Brandon Ayuk, there's T. Higgins. There are even our guys in free agency that have yet to sign. I like Hunter Renfrow a lot for the Bills in the past, and he's just sitting there. Maybe he's shot or something. I don't know. Michael Thomas, these other options available. I mean, I'm not saying that that's exactly at all actually Diggs equivalent, but there are a few options left for Bean is all. And, you know, tonight's the free agent guys aren't really relevant tonight.
No, but I think those are guys that if things don't go the way you want for any team that's in the receiver market, then, you know, you go looking for that. I've liked Renfrow in the past, too, really to replace Cole Beasley, but I think I've done that now with Khalil Shakir, so I don't really need to go shopping for him, or like Tyler Boyd, who's been largely a slot in Cincinnati, who's still also on the market, I believe. So, but yeah, no, that's right. The focus has been on, you know, moving around the board tonight or into tomorrow to find your receiver, but yeah, Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins, and who knows who else? You know, like, there, again, to repeat, 2 years ago, we weren't sitting here at 440 on the day of the draft thinking about A.J. Brown or Hollywood Brown being traded, but as the first round unfolded, they got traded. And so, you know, are there other guys out there that we haven't even really thought about yet or heard about that you could, you know, hop on? I'm 100% with the caller. Since the Diggs trade, I felt like there's going to be another shoe to drop here. How big a shoe? And now we've made it all the way through those couple of weeks to draft night. So the shoe of the Brandon Ayuk trade or the T. Higgins trade or a DK Metcalf trade hasn't dropped yet. It still could tonight. Like, they could use tonight's pick to do that. They could use something for tomorrow or even next year to do that. So, like, that is still a possibility. But I think you make the Diggs trade, it would really surprise me. It's possible Bean likes enough of these guys that he can just sit back and go, whatever comes to me at 28 or a small move, I'll be fine because we like six of these guys. It's possible, but I think it's more likely, given his history, his track record, that he's willing to go, whether that's modest or whether that's gargantuan, that he's going to move to get a guy that he feels really confident can fill in what they've lost at receiver. Maybe not immediately, maybe not on September, whatever day the opener is, but, you know, soon enough that they'll have a guy that could be their number one.
You know, I appreciate the point about A.J. Brown. I can't figure out who that even could be. Maybe Metcalf is the closest, but I can't figure, like, those teams in the middle, the best names for that idea are Justin Jefferson and C.D. Lamb, because, like, it's going to be a colossal signing, re-signing by those teams, and maybe they would, maybe they've decided that they don't want to do that, which would be incredible. Like, that's above even A.J. Brown's level.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So I can't, I know that those can blindside you, but I can't even figure out who on these teams, except for maybe Metcalf, that would be. What I think is going to happen, what I think is the, if this is my guess, and maybe yours, at the likeliest outcome tonight, is Buffalo is going to move up 10 or so spots, between 4 and 12 spots. Seattle at 16, I think, is included. I would include them in this. And draft the best receiver left. That's what I think is going to happen. And that'll cost them, if they spent next year's one, which it might take to do a move as high as 16, you would get another pick back. And, you know, you shuffle Saturday picks around a little bit. I think there'd be more to it. It wouldn't just be next year's one, but I think it's above next year's two. Unless it's on the low end of that, then you're at, well, we have the Minnesota pick. And this is that's what I kind of, that's what I expect to happen tonight. I think we're gonna, I think Odunze is probably out of their price range. Unless
I'm inclined to agree. Talking likelihoods, I think the big move is the hardest one to pull off, and therefore like isn't as likely as this. This is more than a modest move, though. If you're talking about next year's one, to me that like modest is fourth round pick to move up two spots to get Dalton Kincaid or Kyrie Elam. All right, bold is next year's one and two and a one and a four to go up into the top 10. Somewhere in between there is what you're talking about here, I think.
Yeah. And I do think those two outcomes are about equal in how likely they are. A trade four or five spots versus a trade with Seattle, 12 spots. Because it comes down to me to what do the Bills think, what do the Bills decide those teams between those picks will do to the wide receiver crop. Indianapolis could be very key at 15. If Indianapolis picks Thomas, that just puts more pressure on the other teams, depending on what they think of Worthy or Mitchell and so on. And if the Bills' game plan is one of those three players, say, you know what Bean does.
Moves. Thomas gets picked at 15, then he's calling Seattle to try to go get Xavier Worthy.
Maybe.
Or A.D. Mitchell.
Maybe.
I think, yeah. And I would prefer Worthy in that scenario, by the way. We've talked, I feel like, way more about A.D. Mitchell because really it's about maybe availability at 28 that we sort of start starting point often. But the Worthy idea has, I just said it to Ryan Fowler last hour, that's really grown on me. I love that idea.
Not all these teams will be eager to give the Bills their new number one receiver. You know, like Cincinnati or
Jacksonville,
Pittsburgh, or
maybe Seattle is a good target there.
Maybe Seattle is the one. Minnesota is key too, because Minnesota has 23 and they also have 11 and they don't really need a receiver. But if they trade up for a quarterback, that would very likely be to a team that does, New England or the Chargers. And then that's another team that could be a problem for Bean if Minnesota makes a trade. So keep that in the back of your mind tonight as the draft starts. If there is a Vikings trade, possibly that puts another receiver in play down around the Bills pick that probably would not have been. Any team can move in and, you know, you start, oh, you have to, you know, clean the slate. But as of now, that's how that looks. And next year's one, I don't think the Bills want to trade this year's two, because they don't have this year's three.
Right.
And they have other needs. So I think that is probably what happens. And I reserve the right to not hate it. I want to reserve the right to not hate it if the Bills move up even a lot. I probably will hate it, but I want to hear it first. I want to feel it first.
That's fair.
Sal coming up at 5. We're on Facebook Live up until 6 today with our annual draft show, this year presented by Quilted Squirrel. When you are ready to generate more leads and grow your business, call Quilted Squirrel. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. This is WGR.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.